Meet Rover. This 6-foot-tall robot uses heat sensors to detect people and rolls toward them. Then Rover sings a song. The robot was built by Hannah Wolf, a doctoral student in the Media Arts and Technology program at UC Santa Barbara.
I was looking at human-robot interaction and how we can communicate emotions and ideas non-verbally with technology.
She says such communication will become increasingly important.
We're going to be interacting with this technology, and we need to figure out a way that we can interact with it in a fluid, easy way. We want it to be a pleasant experience, and we want it to be a user-friendly experience. We want to make people's lives better.
Wolf created an algorithm that generates both happy and sad sounds with a mix of beeps and chirps.
So here's our sad sound. And then I'll play you our happy sound. These are just examples. Each one would be different.
In her study, she analyzed people's reactions to Rover making these sounds. Sarah LaFia is a UCSB graduate student studying geography.
I think the happy sound definitely made me feel happy. It made me smile. And the sad sound, I'm not sure I interpreted it as sad, but it did make me feel a little bit more calm than the happy sound. So it worked a bit for me.
And Shalon Kratla is a graduate student in UCSB's Media Arts and Technology program.
I didn't get very much affected by the sad sounds, I must say. But the happy sounds were a bit uplifting.
While neither LaFia nor Kratla participated in the study, their reactions were similar to Wolf's findings. Happier sounds made people feel happier.
You can have robots communicate emotion through sound without words, and that is a valid interaction.
For LaFia, it was a fascinating encounter.
When it sings to me, I feel like I'm looking at it, but I'm not sure where to look, so I'm not sure how to quite interact with it, but it's just an interesting experience for me as somebody just standing in the room to not really know where to look at it, but feeling an emotional reaction to it.
Having that emotional reaction is exactly what Wolf was hoping for. It shows that true communication was happening between a human and a robot. She says now the focus is on fine-tuning the robot's sounds as a way to effectively communicate.
A happy sound could mean yes, or I agree with you, or a sad sound might mean don't do that. Maybe you have a sound that means get out of my way, and like, how do you communicate those things through sound? And that's kind of like where I'm looking at.
UCSB professor Joanne Kuchera-Morin, who's her faculty advisor, says Wolf is on the right track.
We want to be able to approach communicating with it in such a way that it's believable that we can actually communicate with this technology.
At UC Santa Barbara, Deborah Green, KCLU News.